From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, September 5th. The crypto read in 5 signal over noise. As always, let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing.
Southeast Asia's crypto funding rebounds to $680 million as investors bet big on fewer companies. The concentration of capital in fewer companies may stifle innovation and competition, potentially hindering the broader startup ecosystem's growth. The post-Southeast Asia's crypto funding rebounds to $680 million as investors bet big on fewer companies appeared first on Crypto Briefing.
Next, second, from Be In Crypto. Robinhood chain brings Arbitrum token back from the dead. ARB is up 90%. Arbitrum ARB price has climbed 90% from the record low it set in June. The rally accelerated after Robinhood chain fees reached an all-time high of $4.45 million on SEPT. To ARB trades near $0.1316 after a 50% weekly gain, according to Be In Crypto data. Meanwhile, the network that settles those Robinhood chain transactions earned almost nothing over the same period. Between August 31 and September 1, Robinhood chain generated over $10 million in fees, with a 109% increase across sessions. Through most of August, daily fees stayed below $400,000. Up next, third, from Crypto Slate. Bitcoin dips below $80,000 as a hot August jobs report shifts Fed policy expectations. Bitcoin's push above $80,000 lost an important policy cushion on SEPT. 4. When the August jobs report came in far stronger than the recent hiring trend, the result made it harder for the Fed to justify holding rates steady on labor market weakness alone. Bitcoin registered an intraday low of $78,660, but recovered to stay close to $80,000.
Within the same post-release window, MarketWatch reported the two-year Treasury yield near 4.40%, up from just above 4.33%, and the 10-year near 4.80%, up from just under 4.75%.
And then, 4th. From Crypto Briefing, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs see $175 million inflows. Ethereum ETFs gain $27 million.
The inflows into Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs highlight growing investor confidence and potential shifts in market sentiment towards cryptocurrencies. Fifth, from Crypto Potato, Coinbase files with SEC to bring single-stock perpetual futures to U.S. investors. Coinbase said this week it filed notice registrations with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission SEC to offer single-stock perpetual futures domestically, according to a post from the company's official account. The post U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs see $175 million inflows. Ethereum ETFs gain $27 million appeared first on Crypto Briefing.
Next,
the move adds another regulated derivatives product to Coinbase's U.S. lineup and comes as regulators continue sorting out how perpetual contracts should be classified under American law.
We're working to bring single stock perps to the U.S., Coinbase wrote, adding that it plans to work with both the SEC and the CFTC to bring more major financial products onshore. Up next, 6th, from U.today.
Binance Coin BNB, Uniswap UNI, Gram, and Chainlink link price analysis for September 5. Memecoin and altcoin season is here. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available.
And then, 7th, from Crypto Slate. El Salvador added 1,540 Bitcoin, but the IMF says Bukele's government didn't pay for them.
The International Monetary Fund IMF says El Salvador's Bitcoin reserve growth over the past year came from private donations, not new government spending. In its latest review of the country's loan program, the Global Financial Agency said documents supplied by El Salvador showed that Bitcoin accumulated since the previous review reflected private donations. It added that no public resources were used and said it expects no further accumulation beyond those documented contributions.
Next, 8th, from Crypto Briefing. Stablecoin market cap climbs to $309 billion, up 50% since end of 2024.
The stablecoin market's growth signals increased institutional interest and potential for broader crypto adoption, impacting global financial systems.
The post-stablecoin market cap climbs to $309 billion, up 50% since end of 2024 appeared first on Crypto Briefing.
That's the tape.
Stay on chain. Stay skeptical.
Back tomorrow.
Want this every morning?
It's video you had up to only. It's a damn.